Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, my friends. JT DeBoltz with you today for the Moog Daily Power Call. Great to be with you on a Monday morning, kicking off another big week here in the Moog community. And grateful as always to be with you. I say good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, whatever time it is for you, no matter where you might be tuning in from on the Big Blue Marble. Thank you for joining me here each and every single Monday through Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern. Always a privilege and an honor, and a great deal of fun as well. Hopefully you get a lot of information from this that you can apply to your business and your life. That is the point, especially today. You know, the two enemies of greatness are impossible and perfect. If we say something's impossible, we're already defeated. If we say something is impossible, we've already thrown in the towel and said, we aren't good enough. We're not willing to put forth the effort. We're not committed enough to make it happen. Now, you might say to yourself, yeah, but JT, some things are impossible. There's no way you could live on the sun, for instance. Well, under our current technology, maybe you're right. It's impossible to travel at the speed of light. Under our current technology, perhaps you're right. Currently, certain things may be out of reach, but it doesn't necessarily make them impossible. What it makes them is out of reach. It means we have to find a way. We have to be more creative. It is possible if we allow ourselves to see the possibility in the act, the dream, the endeavor, whatever it is. Now let's talk about perfect. Perfect is also the enemy of great. It's damn near impossible, and there's that word, damn near impossible to become great if your focus is on being perfect. Now, I did say damn near. I didn't say it was impossible, but it's pretty close to being impossible when it comes to being trying to be perfect. Perfection is something that people often strive for when they need something else other than the attainment of whatever it is. So in other words, if you want to be a perfect dancer, the idea of being perfect is more important than being great. That person is striving to have the accolades, to have the acknowledgement from other people, to have people pat them on the back and say, you're the best dancer ever. That's what they're more interested in as opposed to being great. They want that perfection. They also love the drama that's associated with the failure to meet perfection. So I want to talk to you today about this enemy, these two enemies of greatness, impossible and perfect. To the pessimist, impossible is a way of life. It's a way out. It's the coward's way of saying, I'm not going to do this. It's a great way to weasel someone's way out of something, right? Impossible keeps the dream at bay, because if we don't have success, then there's no responsibility. We don't have to live up to anything. We don't have to take the risk. We don't have to incur the pain. We don't have to make any mistakes and look foolish. And that's exactly what pessimists believe. They believe that impossible is sort of their calling card. It's their way to get out of anything that might cause them to have to put themselves out there on that proverbial skinny branch of life. Now let's talk about perfectionists. Because to the perfectionist, perfection is also a way of life. It's also a way out. It becomes this badge of honor with actually no honor attached to it at all. It, too, is an escape. It's a way out. It, too, is a method of copping out and finding the insecurities, to hiding from those insecurities, not just finding them, but hiding them, hiding from them. Because perfect, like impossible, keeps the dream at bay. Just like impossible, perfect keeps us safe from the responsibility of greatness, because we have this ability to say, you know what, it's not ready. The I's aren't dotted, the T's aren't crossed, it's not polished yet, it's not perfect, so let's just delay it. Isn't that perfect? Let's delay it longer so we don't have to put ourselves at risk. We don't have to put ourselves in that position to possibly, quote, fail. But listen, on the other side of all of this, on the other side of the spectrum of pessimism and perfectionist, is greatness. There's greatness, and great things are very, very, very powerful. It's an interesting conundrum, isn't it? Because great is anything but impossible. Perfect is impossible. Perfection is not possible. Isn't that crazy? We think about somebody saying, oh, it's impossible, and we mark them as being pessimistic. And then we look at somebody who's a perfectionist, and we see them proudly promote themselves as a perfectionist, and we go, ooh, wow, that's amazing. I have a lot of respect for you. But they're one and the same. They just happen to wear different clothes. Great is anything but impossible. Great is anything but perfect. Great demands imperfection. To become great, we have to go through a growth period. We have to go through a phase where we're not very good at what we do. That's part of the process. If we were just hatched, quote, great, we'd be pretty average. If everybody showed up as great, it would be average. We wouldn't be able to see it. There would be nothing to give perspective to or against. We wouldn't have that ability to say, you know what, at one point I was really bad at this. At one point I could barely stand up in front of people and speak. At one point my words didn't flow like they do now. You could say that about yourself. You could say, you know what, at one point my business was so flatlining I had never made my first sale. I had never posted my first post. I had never put out my first email. I had never had my first conversation with a real human being. That's where everybody starts from. There's got to be a seed that's planted in the dirt. Oak trees don't just suddenly appear. They grew from a seed, and it took years and years and years. Bamboo is a great example. Bamboo is exactly the opposite of perfection. Bamboo is the opposite of impossible. You plant a seed of bamboo in the ground, it takes 5 years, 5 years to gestate. You don't see any evidence that that seed is going to produce fruit for 5 solid years. And then suddenly, a small sprout breaks the surface of the dirt. It reaches up and it grabs that sunlight. And within a few weeks and a couple of months, that small sprout goes from just a small piece of green to a gigantic strand of bamboo. That is what greatness is all about. It's the furthest thing from perfection. It's the furthest thing from impossible. Great comes from doing a few simple things each day. First and foremost, you have to accept that you have it in you. You have to accept that you have greatness in you. Because great is open to everyone, but it's only realized by a few people. Only a few of us are going to step up and say, I am great. Is it going to be you? Great is inside all of us, but it requires the champions to hear that, to feel it inside of themselves, to answer that call, and to bring it to bear. Gratitude, kindness, generosity, it all exists inside you. And when you accept those, you start to live them, just like greatness. So if you choose greatness, then you can dial into something that's already there. It's been there. It's been a part of you since birth. The next thing we have to understand about greatness is that it comes with paying our dues. It's a little bit like I was telling you that story about bamboo. It takes time. You got to go through a process where you suck. You got to go through terrible things sometimes to get tangible greatness. The things others don't see, the things that they won't measure, they won't applaud, those things that you do in the dark hours by yourself, when you're grinding, when you're learning, when you're applying yourself, when you're making mistakes, when you're making sacrifices, the stuff that nobody wants to talk about because it's not sexy, that stuff, that's what brings on greatness. Everybody else wants to applaud what they see, the end result. They don't realize that the end result is a bit like an iceberg. An iceberg, we only see that top 5 to 10%, don't we? Most of the iceberg is under the water, just like paying our dues for greatness. It comes from repetition. It comes from doing hard work. It comes from doing the stuff that nobody wants to do, the boring stuff, the tedious stuff, the stuff that doesn't show up on a daily basis as being, quote, sexy, brilliant, beautiful, awesome. We got to pay those dues, though, to see the greatness of our efforts come through. Next thing we have to do is practice presence, being present in the moment. There's that old theory that there's 10,000 hours, right? It takes 10,000 hours to become great at something or to become an expert. But listen, it's not about doing lots of work. It's not about the 10,000 hours. And frankly, I don't know if it's 10,000 hours. It might be 8,000 hours for you. Maybe you're a fast learner. Maybe you pick up on things. Maybe you're more focused. Maybe you put better application of your best efforts on a daily basis to your thing, and you shortcut that path of 10,000 hours. Maybe for you it's only 7,500 hours. Maybe it's 12,000 hours. You know, maybe you learn at a different rate. Does it really matter how many hours? Who cares? Let's stop tallying how long it's going to take. Let's stop asking the question, are we there yet? Let's practice presence. Let's do stuff, lots of work, good work, hard work, focused work, purposeful work, quality work. And let's avoid perfection like the plague. Let's stop trying to be perfect on our fifth or tenth attempt. Let's forget about perfection altogether. Let's just show up and create consistency. Ah, yes, consistency. Now that is actually an ingredient of greatness. Not perfection, consistency. And what's interesting is the more consistent we are, the closer we can actually get to something that other people might call, quote, perfect. We got to practice it on a daily basis. Practice this presence. We also have to track our efforts. I recommend you journal it. You journal your thoughts, you journal your efforts, you journal your progress, you journal your entire journey so you can see the growth. If you don't journal it, see, a journal's tangible. It's something physical you can put your hands on. That's another reason why I don't necessarily recommend electronic journals. You could do that if you wish, if that works for you, great. I personally prefer pen to paper. If you're on a journey to greatness, you pick whatever it is, a greatness to be physically fit, a greatness of relationships, a greatness financially, a greatness in business, whatever your journey is, if you're applying to this, and I realize not everybody's applying to the journey of greatness. Some people love to wrap their arms around impossible and say, hey, buddy, how are you? Some people love to take perfection, that blanket of perfection, and wrap themselves in it because it's safe, it's comfortable, it's their way out. I get it. But for those of us who are on the path to greatness, who have rejected perfection, who have rejected impossible, and said, this is my journey, this is my path, I encourage you to track your progress in a journal. Track not just your progress, not just your results, but track your effort. Talk about what you presented today, what you did, what you gave to your process, to your journey. Talk about your thoughts. Talk about your experience. Because that's where you're going to start to see the real growth. It's not just about the markable, tangible stuff. Hey, I made my first sale today. I made my 10th sale today. I finally hit that $10,000 a month mark. That's not the most important thing you're tracking. You're also tracking the internal growth. That's the most important thing, the most valuable part. That's the gold, my friend. That's the part that you can go back to no matter how much money you make, no matter how successful you become. You can always go back to that. That's yours. You can flitter your money away. You can lose your money. You can have your money stolen from you, but they can never steal from you your growth. They can never steal from you your experience, your path, your journey. That's far more valuable. Understand this today and every single day, that the two enemies of great are impossible and perfect. Pessimists and cowards subscribe to impossible. Narcissists and ego-driven people subscribe to perfection. Perfectionism is not sexy. It's not something to be proud of. It's actually a disease. It's an affliction. You have to be very careful because in both cases, both impossible and perfect, they have something very, very common. It's a way out. It's an escape. It's a method of copping out and finding that way to say, you know what? I'm going to hide from my insecurities. I'm going to hide from everything that's scaring me, frightening me. I'm going to hide from my own fear. And instead, I'm going to wrap myself in this blanket and hide underneath this table. I'm not going to take chances. I'm not going to take risks. I'm not going to put myself out there because it's not perfect yet. But when someday it is, then I'll show up. When the timing is perfect, when the circumstances are perfect, when I have the money, when I have the age, when I have the experience, when I have the time to actually do it, when it's perfect, then I'll do it. Or you can say, I've got the greatness inside me right now. I can accept that it's already been there. I just have to bring it out. I just have to choose it on a daily basis. I have to pay my dues on a daily basis. I have to put the effort in. I have to put the hard work in. I have to make the mistakes. I have to make the sacrifices. But doing so brings me closer to greatness. I have to practice being present on a daily basis instead of worrying about what happened or what might happen or what didn't happen or what should have happened or what could have happened. We say to ourselves, I'm going to worry about right now. I'm going to apply myself to this effort today because I know that right now what I do today will be the path that I build to tomorrow. And we track our progress. We track not just what we get, not just our results, but the effort we put forth, the thoughts, the feelings, the emotions, the experience that we have on that journey. When you do this, when you commit to this, my friend, you reject impossible. But you also reject perfectionism. And instead you embrace greatness. The greatness that's already inside of you. Greatness is a choice and greatness is a behavior. It's not an achievement. It's not something that you attain. It's not something that you arrive to or at. It's something you become by fostering it from inside you, because it's inside you. It's always been inside you. So go out there and make it happen today and every single day. Refuse to go down the perfection path. Refuse to go down the path of impossibility, but instead embrace greatness and give your best stuff today and every single day. My friends, this call is a wrap. It's my privilege to come at you here on the Mauve Daily Power Call each and every single Monday through Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern. Looking very forward to doing it again tomorrow. And remember, no matter what course you fly in life, fly high, fly fast, and fly far. We'll talk to you tomorrow.